about it.
Yes, I was on the critics' jury at the Seattle Film Festival, a huge film festival, by the way, 25 days, 450 films.
Wow.
And we were looking at 11 American independent films that didn't have a distributor. Now, you know, I've been on a lot of juries, and normally you get something promising and something good. You don't get masterpieces, especially from a first-time feature director. But this movie, directed by Keith Miller, called Welcome to Pine Hill, I mean, it just knocked me and the rest of the jurors out.
Tell us just briefly about it.
Very briefly, it's about a man from Brooklyn, an African-American, who has had a small-time criminal past. He's done some crimes, not big crimes, mostly drug crimes, and he straightened out his life. He's gotten a job as an insurance adjuster, and he's making a new life for himself, but he's just started, and he finds out that he has no future, that this is it, that he has an incomplete present, a past he'd like to forget, and nothing else. So he goes around, and he, you know, you want to say he makes peace or settles old debts, you know, but he doesn't. He goes around to say goodbye to the world. And it is the most touching and poignant film, but it also is such an insight into the way a person lives in this culture, in the black culture of Brooklyn, yet it's not the least bit sociological.
Now, is there any chance we're going to see a theatrical release of Welcome to Pine Hill?
Well, the problem is, although the Shannon Harper, the star of the movie, is great, there are no stars, quote-unquote, in the movie. And that makes it very difficult for a film like this to get picked up. I would hope so. I would hope there's somebody out there that can represent this film. Because right now, if I were to do my 10 best list for the year, that would be the number one picture.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
Welcome
maybe
to
if
Pine
nothing,
Hill.
Welcome to Pine Hill. If nothing else, maybe one of the nonprofit venues would show the film and get it some exposure here in Southern California.
I really hope so, because seeing a film like this out there benefits us all, not just the film.
All right, and we'll look for that director's follow-up effort as well.
Absolutely, Keith
director,
Miller.
Keith Miller. Welcome to Pine Hill, the film standout for Henry at the Seattle Film Festival. It's Film Week on Air Talk coming up. We're going to highlight one of the movies at the Los Angeles Film Festival, a documentary on the mid-1950s horror host, Vampire.